वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुगेदर विल रिसाइट नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः We are reading from Canto 10th, Chapter 52nd, entitled Rukmini's Message to Krishna. Text 25. Can repeat behind me. Bandunam ichchatam datum Krishnaya bhaginim nipa Tato nivarya Krishna dvid Rukmi chadyam mamanyata Bandunam ichchatam datum Krishnaya bhaginim nipa Tato nivarya Krishna dvid Rukmi chadyam mamanyata Krishnaya bhaginim nipa Tasho nivarya Krishna dvir Rukmin chadya mamanyata Bandunam Her family members Ichchatam Even as they were desiring Datum To give Krishnaya to Krishna Bhaginim their sister Nipa O king Tata from this Nivarya preventing them Krishna dvid hateful of Krishna Rukmi Rukmi Chadyam Chadya Shishupal Amanyata considered. Translation and purport by the disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Because Rukmi envied the Lord, O King, He forbade His family members to give His sister to Krishna, although they wanted to. Instead, Rukmi decided to give Rukmini to Shishupal. Purport, Rukmi abused his position as elder brother and acted with impure motives. He would only suffer for his decision. Om Ajnanatni Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Vena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुम् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् साग्रजाताम् सगणारघुनाथान्वितं तम् सजीवम् साधवैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनासहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपदात् सगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कान्ता राधाकान्ता नमस्तु ते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि विश्वानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च परितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेषाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामी इति नाम्ने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदादा शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 Hare Krishna. I'll read the translation once again. Because Rukmi envied the Lord, O King, he forbade his family members to give his sister to Krishna, although they wanted to. Instead, Rukmi decided to give Rukmini to Shishupal. So I seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees, so that I may say something meaningful and inspiring, and thus purify my own self. So, in marriage transactions, there are agreements, disagreements, quarrels, etc. And we will see the same thing also in the marriage of Krishna and Rukmini. We will see there will be a lot of fight, bloodshed, etc. But because it is in relationship with Krishna, even the description of the fight, quarrel, disagreement, they're all very auspicious to hear. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was dancing in the house of Srivas Thakur, Srivas Thakur's young son had died. After the devotees informed, the Lord asked Srivas, is there something inauspicious that has taken place? Srivas Thakur replied, he said, my Lord, when you are present, how can any inauspiciousness cast his glance? When the Vaishnavas are present and they are chanting the holy name, how can there be any inauspiciousness? Or how can anything inauspicious happen? So actually everything is supremely auspicious in relationship with Krishna. And forgetfulness of Krishna is the only inauspicious thing. So we should have this faith actually that in Krishna consciousness there is no question of inauspiciousness. When Krishna is present or his holy name is being chanted, everything is actually supremely auspicious. Madhuram madhare bhyopi mangale bhyopi mangalam pavanam pavane bhyopi harir nam eva kevalam. In fact, there's the only auspicious thing, this is a verse from one of the songs, Keval Ashtakam. So, I would not, this chapter in the title Rukmini is message to Krishna, and even the message has not yet begun. This is the background going on. So I would like to narrate another story of a marriage, which is also in relationship to Krishna. In this story, Krishna is not the bridegroom, but is in relationship with Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes in this connection, he says, marriage and all such functions are all mundane affairs, and devotees, especially sannyasis and brahmacharis, have no business hearing the description of marriage and all such things. However, Prabhupada says, in the context of the story which I am going to narrate, says, however, these descriptions are in relationship with Krishna. So Nityanand Prabhu is narrating this story, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally the audience, and along with other devotees. And any guess? Yes, sufficient hint. So in this particular pastime, this very verse is referred to. There is a reference to this pastime and to this very particular verse in the story of Sakshi Gopal. So we will see as we go ahead. So after taking sannyas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was travelling along with Nityanand Prabhu, Mukunda, Damodar Pandit, Jagdanand Pandit. So total five of them, they were travelling. After he visited number of places, and after visiting Ramana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he arrives at Katak, where he sees the deity of Sakshi Gopal. So it's mentioned, Katake aila Sakshi Gopal dekhite, Gopal saundarya dekhi haila anandite. So at Katak, Lord saw deity of Sakshi Gopal. Seeing the beauty of the deity, the Lord, he felt great happiness. He chanted and danced for some time and offered many prayers to Sakshi Gopal. And it's mentioned that how Nityanand Prabhu, in his pilgrimage earlier, he had come here and he had heard the story from local town people. And he begins narrating the story to all the devotees. Brahmanya Deva Gopale Ram Mahimai Dhanya Nityananda Vakta Yar Shota Shri Chaitanya. So this story of Sakshi Gopal, the glories of the Lord, they are very great. They are being sung by Nityanand Prabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally hearing. So Nityanand Prabhu, he begins narrating the story that how formerly in Vidyanagar, which is in South India, there were two Brahmanas who made a long pilgrimage. They visited many places, and it's mentioned via Gaya, Kashi, Prayag, they came to Mathura finally. So they visited 12 forests of Vrindavan, they circumambulated Govardhan Hill, and then they came to the town of Vrindavan, Panchakroshi Vrindavan. So then it's mentioned, Vrindavane Govindasthane Mahadevalaye Semandire Gopalera Mahasevahaye. In Vrindavan, at the site where the Govind temple is now, Govinda Dev temple built by Rupa Goswami, before that there was a big temple of Gopal. And this Gopal is not same as Gopal of Madhavendrapuri. His temple was on the top of Govardhan Hill. So, but there was another deity of Gopal, whose temple was at the same site where Govindadev temple stands now. And this deity was being worshipped very gorgeously. Se mandire Gopalera Mahaseva hai. So sometimes people think that why Krishna should be worshipped so gorgeously. Some people even think that gorgeous worship is like a Dwarka worship. Vrindavan worship is simple. But there are two references where it is mentioned that in Vrindavan, Krishna was being worshipped very gorgeously. Here it said Mahaseva Hai, and in the past time of Madhavendra Puri also it said Raj Seva Hai Purira Ananda Badila. When he installed the Gopal, and Gopal was being served very gorgeously, Raj Seva Hai. And Prabhupada also writes that the deity should be worshipped just like a king, very gorgeously. So this is how the Gopal, which is mentioned here, was being worshipped. So it's mentioned that these two Brahmanas, they were very much attracted to the beauty of Gopal. Gopala sundarya duhar man nilahari, sukh paya rahe taha din dui chari. So they were very much attracted to Gopal, and being very happy, they remained there for another 2-4 days, right? They were moving from one place to another, but they were, the beauty of the Gopal made them stay there itself for a few days. So many years back, actually we were just going to the house of Murli Mohan Prabhu in Bandra, along with many Gopal garden children. And on the way, the children, they were in a vehicle, right? So they were all seeing the new models of car on the road. And they were saying, see that new model of car, oh, see that new model of car, etc., etc. So I thought I should little bit change their thought and bring their thought towards Krishna. So I asked them, I said, do you know we are going to Murli Mohan Prabhu's house? They said, yes, all of them knew that. I said, what is the name of his deity? So then, one of them finally, after scratching his head, he said, yes, Madan Mohan. So I asked him, okay, so who is the worshipable acharya in our sampradaya? Who worshipped Madan Mohan? When I was asking, they were thinking, suddenly some person said, oh, see, look that Jaguar new model of car. Immediately, their whole attention again was diverted towards the car. Right? So, many things attract our attention, but these Brahmanas are very fortunate, for their mind was attracted by the beauty of Gopal. Right? Gopala sundarya duhar man nila hari. So when we went to the house of Murli Mohan Prabhu, Govind Prabhu requested him to narrate how he got these deities actually. Right? And Murli Mohan Prabhu, he narrated for almost 1 hour how he got the story, how he got those particular deities. Right? So it was a very touching story. Briefly I will describe that how somehow he was very fascinated by black Krishna. He saw the photo of Krishna somewhere, or he was fascinated by black Krishna. He was searching for the deity which was there in his mind. And he saw many deities, but he could not actually get that particular form of the Lord he was searching. So somehow he came to this one shop. He had inquired here also, near he said, somewhere Grant Road, in Bharati Vidya Bhavan. Somewhere here also there was some shop of deities, etc. So he had gone there also and seen the deities he didn't like. So one day he was just coming to the temple and the shopkeeper called him. He said, there's one more deity, all covered with dust and everything, lying below in the godown. He said, I just want to show you that deity, probably you may like to have. So he saw and he brought out the deity, cleaned, and he said, this is the deity I am looking for. Right? He's been searching for. He said, but I have no money. The shopkeeper, just by seeing that how much he wanted the deity, he said, no, later on you pay me money, installments, etc. You take this deity of Krishna. And then he brought the deity home, and then many of his schoolmates, at that time he was in school, and many of his school teachers contributed to pay for the deity, seeing his actually attraction and love for the deity. So he narrated in a long way, I just briefly described. The attraction towards the Lord, attraction towards the deity form of the Lord. So fortunate are those who actually are attracted by the beauty of the deity form of the Lord. So then it is described that these two Brahmanas who were traveling, one of them was very old and the other one was young. And the younger Brahmana was assisting the elderly Brahmana. It's mentioned that the younger Brahmana he would always render various kind of services. And the elder Brahmana was very much satisfied. He said, you have served me in so many various ways. You have served me up to the extent that even a son would not serve his father. You have served me in that way. And he said, by your mercy, I could travel to all the holy places and I did not even feel fatigued. So if I do not show any respect to you, I would be ungrateful. He said, I am fearful of being ungrateful. This is actually one of the very important qualities of gratitude, which we hear in the lectures of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj also. His great Peter Barwash Prabhu, I was just interacting with him, and he narrated a small story. He said, he was in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. He said the one lady came, a housekeeping lady, she came and cleansed the dustbin of the hospital. And when she was cleansed and she was going out, I said, oh, thank you so much. This lady was actually shocked. She said, I am working here for so many years. Before that also I have worked in the same profession. Till now, you are the first person who has ever thanked me for this. I was only the routine service she is supposed to do. So she actually kind of burst in tears. Peter Vashpuru himself said, just by my saying thank you, this lady was in tears, saying, no one has ever said thank you to me, or no one has ever appreciated any kind of, and she also didn't expect kind of, but it just came kind of unexpected to her. So, one should be actually grateful even for the smaller things one receive in life. What to speak of such a great favor, right? This younger Brahmana helped him tour all the places of pilgrimage. So the elderly Brahmana, he says that if I do not show any respect to you, I'll be actually incur the sin of being ungrateful. So he says, then I want to give my daughter in charity to you, right? We saw Kanyadan in charity to you. And it described that this elderly Brahmana, he was from a very aristocratic family. He was very educated and very rich. While the younger Brahmana, he was very poor and uneducated. Now, if a very rich man offers his daughter to a poor, uneducated person, right? What would be the response? Right? He would immediately jump up and say, we should immediately, right? Chat mangni pat baya, shubh kaam mein deri nahi. Right, whatever, he immediately should be executed. But this younger Brahmana, he is not at all greedy. His very first response, he says, Kanyadan patrami nahi tomar. He says, I am not a suitable candidate for your daughter. He says, I am not qualified. This Brahmana says, no one actually in this world can say that, right? Everyone nowadays, they make up their qualification. Right? Even if they don't have, they write down and everything, post on the internet. I've heard many marriages, they write many things, and most of them which are false on the matrimonial sites. And later only after marriages, things are discovered. Right? Someone may be a pauper, but he may pose himself to be very rich, educated, etc., etc. Right? No one in this world actually say that I'm not qualified. One may say, I am not so qualified. But he directly says, I am not at all qualified for a daughter. The younger Brahmana says, amazing response. Very truthful, very straightforward, no greed absolutely. Right? So he says that you are a most aristocratic person. You are well educated, very rich, and so is your daughter. I am not at all aristocratic. I don't have any money. And I have no education also. So he says that actually it's not a right match. It will not be socially acceptable. Apart from that, this younger Brahmana, he says something very, very important. Apart from saying that I am not a suitable candidate for your daughter. Kanyadan patrayami nahai tomar, Krishna pritekari tomar seva vahavar. He says, apart from that, I have not served you with the expectation of some reward. I have served you only so that Lord Krishna may be pleased. Krishna pritekari tomar seva vahavar. May the Lord be pleased, for that purpose only I have served. So you don't feel that there is any obligation to reward me. Right? I do not deserve this reward what you are giving me, nor do I have any expectation of it. I have simply served you so that Krishna may be pleased. So such a very important principle. Because usually in all our services, we look what is there in for me. I am doing this favor to you so that in future you may return along with interest to me. And if that doesn't happen, we complain and we criticize. Oh, I did him so many things, so many favors. But he never showed any favor to me or whatever. So we always have some expectation of reward, something, etc. But this Brahmana says, no, absolutely. Krishna pritte kari tomar seva vahar. May Lord Krishna be pleased. That is my only desire. Right? So, Srila Bhakti Sandaru Thakur, he would test all spiritual paths or spiritual practices on this basis. He would see what is the motive of this person behind practice of any spiritual path. Right? Is it for the sole pleasure of Krishna, or is it he wants to satisfy his own mind and senses? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had trained Bhaktivinoda Thakur in proofreading. So he would say that I have been trained in proofreading by my father. At the age of 6 he was being trained. From the age of being at 6 years, he was trained in proofreading. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur would say that I have been trained in proofreading. I proofread books. I proofread men. I proofread the whole world. Right? So he was a great transcendental proofreader. He could detect even a small anomaly or a deviation from the path of pure bhakti. That is, from the sole desire to please Krishna. His bifocals were like microscopes. You know? They could detect small, subtle desire to enjoy. And here is the personal desire to enjoy. While pure bhakti means sole desire to please Krishna. Right? So, Srila Prabhupada writes about his Guru Maharaj. He says, when my Guru Maharaj was present, even big scholars were afraid to talk with even his beginning students. He would not compromise. So-called saints, avataras, yogis, everyone who was a false was an enemy to my Guru Maharaj. So, in this way, Srila Bhakti Sandaru Thakur, he emphasized this very important principle that in all our spiritual practices, the goal should be Krishna Prite, the pleasure of Krishna. So that is what the younger Brahmana here says. And this particular quality or this particular bhava is actually the speciality of residents of Vrindavan. Whatever they do, the sole motive is the pleasure of Krishna. So there is a beautiful verse by Srimati Radharani where she says, Nagani apana dukha sabe vanchi tara sukha, tara sukha amara tatparya. More yadi diya dukha tara haila maha sukha, sei sukha, sei dukha mora sukha varya. So, it means Srimati Radharani is saying, I do not mind my personal desires. Nagani apana dukha. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna. Sabe vanchi tarasuk, tarafasu Krishna. For his happiness is the only goal of my life. tarasukh amara tatparya. However, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness. Sai dukh mora sukh varya. And in the purport to this particular verse, Prabhupada, he quotes Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Prabhupada writes, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that a devotee does not care about his own happiness and distress. He is interested in seeing that Krishna is happy. And for that purpose, he engages in various activities. A pure devotee has no way of sensing happiness except by seeing that Krishna is happy in all respect. Krishna Pritya Kari Tomar Seva Vahevar. This principle which the younger Brahmana is highlighting. And then he describes what pleases Krishna the most after saying that whatever I have done is for pleasure of Krishna. Younger Brahmana continues and he says, Brahmana seva e Krishnera priti bada hai, tahara santoshe bhakti sampada badai. And Lord Krishna is very much pleased by service rendered to the Brahmanas. And when the Lord is pleased, what happens? Tahara santoshe bhakti sampada badai. The opulences of one's devotional service increase by the pleasure of the Lord. So again Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, the younger man took special care of the older one simply to please Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says, Mad bhakta pujya abhyadika. It is better to render service to my devotees. Thus, according to the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is better to be a servant of the servant of God. One should not try to serve Krishna directly. A pure Vaishnava serves the servant of Krishna and identify himself as a servant of Krishna. This is very pleasing to Lord Krishna. Prabhupada continues, again he quotes Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, the purport. In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur comments that the younger Brahmana rendered service to the older one with the purpose of pleasing Krishna. Krishna is pleased when a Vaishnava is rendered service. Now something very important, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says. The most important observation he makes. He says, because the younger Brahmana served the older one, Lord Gopal agreed to become a witness of marriage negotiation in order to maintain the prestige of both devotees. So Lord Gopal, he came all the way, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes, because there is this mood of servant of the servant. Only to reciprocate with servant of his servant, the Lord, he walked all the way from Vrindavan to Vidyanagar. So the Lord showed that how much he is obliged to those who are servant of his servants. He can go to any extent, even up to walking such a long distance on his own lotus feet. So in this way, giving these two arguments that I am not a suitable candidate and I do not deserve, that was his first reason. And secondly he says, I don't expect anything, have no obligations. Simply may Lord Krishna be pleased, that's my only desire. So in this way, younger Brahmana, he refuses the proposal of the elder Brahmana. However, the elder Brahmana, he insists. He says, you have no doubts. I will give my daughter in charity to you. I have already decided this. So the younger Brahmana said, but you are not alone. You have your wife, you have your sons. You have a large circle of relatives and friends. Without the consent of all friends and relatives, it is not possible to give your daughter in charity. Then the younger Brahmana says, just consider the story of Queen Rukmini. Her father Bhishmaka and even the other brother is mentioned. If you see, Bandhu Naam Ichchatam Datum. Bandhu Naam is a plural. Not just Bhishmaka, the other brothers also wanted to give Rukmini to Krishna. So the younger Brahmana is saying that although they all wanted to give Queen Rukmini to Krishna, the elder brother Rukmi, he objected. Therefore, he could not carry out his decision. Right? So, younger Brahmana, he is referring to this very particular verse. And Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse in the beginning of the purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes in the purport, he begins the purport, Bandhunam ichchatam datum krishnaya bhaginim nipa tato nivarya krishna dvid rukmi chadyam amanyata. Again, Prabhupada gives the translation of this word, that how, because Rukmi objected, so King Bhishmaka could not carry out his desire. So again he says that you take your decision back, it will not be possible. There is a history that how Bhishmaka and their brothers could not carry out because one of the relatives didn't agree. However, the elder Brahmana, he insisted again. He said, no, my daughter is my property. I have decided to give my property to you. No one can object me. I will overrule everybody and I will give my daughter to you. Have no doubt, just accept my proposal. He insisted again and again. So finally the younger Brahmana, he said, okay, if you are so much insisting, then say this, come and say this before the Gopal deity. And the elder Brahmana, he says that, okay, my lord, before you I promise to give my daughter in charity to this younger Brahmana. So then the younger Brahmana, he tells the deity, he said, my lord, you are my witness now. I shall call you if required. Please be cautious. So he is a very intelligent, he is a symbol of good manager also. He suspects that in the future there will be some trouble, right? So before only he makes arrangement, he tells the lord, I may have to call you, so you be cautious. Right? You may have to come. So he suspects this problem may happen. So then they both go back to their village, and many days pass, and the elder Brahmana, then he proposes to his family members that actually in a place of pilgrimage in Vrindavan, I have promised to give my daughter in charity to this younger Brahmana. And there is big high and big uproar was there. They said, how can you even talk like this? We will leave you, right? We will just abandon you alone. The wife says, I will immediately drink poison if you even talk like this second time. I will die. All of them, they pressurize him so much. But he says, but I have given my words in a holy place. And this younger Brahmana, he will call the deity, witness, and he will take my daughter anyway, and my religious principle will be spoiled. So the younger Brahmana said, you don't worry. Deity is very far away. And you don't have to say lie. You say, I don't remember anything. Right? I can't clearly remember what I said. No, kind of. Say in a little diplomatic way. So they pressurize him, and somehow the elder Brahmana, he then calms down. He doesn't say anything. So later when this younger Brahmana, he comes, and he asked him, so many days have passed, now you don't speak anything. His son, the elder Brahmana's son, he takes a stick in hand and starts chasing him. And he said, you want to marry my sister, now I will show you. Right? I will give you a reward first. Right? A dowry you take first. Right? With a stick. So, he starts running, and then the younger Brahmana, he calls all the villagers. And he tells them that on a pilgrimage, this younger Brahmana, he was insisting, I agreed. Right? And now he is refusing. So they all call him. He said, why are you going back on your words? Right? If you have promised, then you should give your daughter in marriage. So this elderly Brahmana, he says, I exactly cannot remember what I said. Right? So he says like that. And immediately the son of the elder Brahmana, he jumps in and he says that he's a thief, he's a rogue. Do you all see that what kind of status he has? Is he qualified for my, right? He gave some intoxicant to my father and he made him say all that, right? In intoxication. But do you think that he's qualified? So everyone thought actually, happens, it happens. People in greed actually, they do many unlawful things It's possible. So this younger Brahmana immediately said, he said, wait. If you all don't believe me, I will call the Supreme Lord. His words no one can refuse. Right? And this younger Brahmana, he says, actually this elderly Brahmana, he is actually truthful and he is religious. Only under extreme pressure he is speaking like this. Right? Otherwise he is not like that. He tells all the villagers also, right? So just see that one example of how he doesn't judge the elder Brahmana by his actions. He can see the intentions. You know, he is a sincere person. He tells everyone that he is actually Tabe chota viprakahe suna sarvajan ei viprasatya vakya dharma parayan. That he is actually truthful and dharma parayan. He has no desire to break his promise. But fearing that his kinsmen would commit suicide, he actually is speaking like this. Under pressure he is acting like this, but his intentions are pure. Right? So the younger Brahmana, he says, on the strength of the piety of the elder Brahmana, I will call the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus I shall keep his words intact. Right? So, after hearing this, Prabhupada writes over there that actually there was a disagreement between the father and the son. The father wanted to give the daughter, the son didn't want to. But Krishna arranged such a situation that they both agreed now. So they said, yes, if Krishna comes and give witness, that's alright, that's perfectly fine. Right? So they both agree on this point. So Prabhupada said that how Krishna can resolve all contradictions. Right? He can satisfy all parties. So he created such a situation that all the parties they agree, yes. So he said that the son thought Krishna is simply a statue, how can he come? And the elder Brahma said, no, but the Lord is very merciful. He will come surely to protect my religious principle and to actually free him from the blame which the elder son had put on the younger Brahmana. So hearing that the younger Brahmana confident statement that okay, now I will call the Supreme Lord whose words everyone accepts as true. So there were some people atheists, they start cutting jokes and laughing that he's going to call, the stone is going to walk all the way, kind of they started talking like that. But there were some other believers, they said the Lord is merciful, he can do, he can come actually if he likes, everything is dependent on his will. So this younger Brahmana, he walks all the way back to Vrindavan and he says, Varmanya deva tumi bada dayamay dui viprera dharma rakha haiya saday. My Lord, you are Brahmanya deva, you are very favorable to the Brahmanas. Now please protect the religious principles of both of us. And specifically he says, Kanya baba moramane iha nahi sukh Brahmanera pratigya yai bada dukh. He says, I have not come all the way because I want to have the happiness of getting his daughter. He said, my heart is pained that his words will become untrue. His words or his vow which he took before you, that will go, that will be broken. Right? So, very important. Here he is saying, can you imagine this younger Brahmana, he says, I have no desire actually to enjoy the happiness of getting married to this aristocratic daughter of this Brahmana. But my heart is deeply pained to think that the vow of this virtuous Brahmana will be gone. Right? His words will become untrue, which he took before the Lord. Right? So that is deeply paining him. So actually, he could have easily said when they blamed him, etc. He said, okay, fine. When they blamed him, he said, fine, I will just go away to my village. You all go to hell for breaking your vow. If you don't want to give, I have no problem, right? So, someone for someone other's sake is taking so much pain to come all the way back, walk back to Vrindavan, to call the Lord. Just so that elder Brahmana's words are kept intact. his promise should not go in vain. Lord Ram, he went to the forest for 14 years to keep the words of his father true. For Kali Yuga people, it is very difficult to understand the importance of keeping one promise true. This is a Kali Yuga statement that promises are made to be broken. So nowadays politicians, if they make some promise and they do not break it, then their religious principle is spoiled. The other way around. So the younger Brahmana, he tells the Lord that, my Lord, you have to now come for the sake of this elder Brahmana. His words should not go untrue. The Lord said, okay, now you go, and when you go in the call everyone and you remember me, I will appear. I will have my avirbhav and I will pay witness. He said, no. He said, if you come in 400 form, Paramatma form, he said, no, that will not work. In this very form you should come, the deity form. Krishna said, but deity never walks. Krishna ka hai pratima chale kothahana shuni. Viprabale pratima haiya kah kene vani. Said, the deity never walks, the Lord said. He said, but the deity never talks also. So if you can talk, then you can walk. And now you please walk your talk. That you are Brahmadeva, you are controlled by the affection of the devotees. Now you have to walk that talk. And then the younger Brahmana said, he said, he had this full conviction. He says, my Lord, you are not a simply a stone. Pratimanah tumi sakshat vrajendra nandan vipralagi kara tumi akarya karan. My Lord, you are not this simply statue. Pratimanah tumi sakshat vrajendra nandan. You are directly the son of Nanda Maharaj. And now vipralagi, and Prabhupada translates, for the sake of elder Brahmana. So this younger Brahmana was, main concern was the vow of elder Brahmana. He said, now for the sake of elder Brahmana, you please do something which you have never done before. Vipralagi karatumi akaryakaran. So, in this way then the Lord, he laughs and he agrees to come. And he tells, okay, you walk in the front, I'll walk behind you. Do not look back, just offer me 1 kg of cooked rice every day and I'll honor that and I'll walk behind you. This particular pastime is summarized by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in a very beautiful Sanskrit verse. That's the opening verse. Padbhyam chalanya pratima sarupo brahmanya devo hi shataha gamyam deshamyayo viprakrite atbhuteham tam sakshi gopalamaham natosmi. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, padbhyam chalanyaha pratima sarupo brahmanya devo hi shataha gamyam. Although the Lord was in deity form, he walked on his 2 lotus feet for 100 days, shataha gamyam, for 100 days the Lord walked. Because he is so much obliged to his devotees, especially that those who are in the mood of servant of his servants. So being obliged by them, he walked for 100 days, he passed through so many provinces, desham yayo, viprakrite adbhuteham. This wonderful pastime the Lord enacted to favor his devotees, and to such a merciful Lord, tam sakshi gopalam aham natosmi. I offer my respectable obeisances to Lord Sakshi Gopal. In the same context, there is another small story of Sakshi Gopal, that how he was in Vidyanagar, but later when King Purushottam Dev, a descendant of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he conquered this Vidyanagar empire. He came to see the Lord and he requested him with great devotion that you please come to my kingdom. At that time the Lord agreed and the Sakshi Gopal deity came to Odisha. You know, he's in Katak. Right? So once the king and the queen, they both came to take darshan of Sakshi Gopal. And the king and the queen had a very, very, very valuable nose ring. Right? Nathni. And she thought, if Gopal has a nose hole, I could have offered that diamond studded, very, very brilliant gem on his nose. She thought like that, and they both went back. And Gopal came in the dream of this queen and said, my mother made a nose ring in childhood, a nose hole in childhood. You have to just remove all the, you know, some dust has settled down, and you will find there is a hole. You should come and offer that diamond studded Nathani to me. So and she informed the king, and there was a big festival, big celebration, and then she with great devotion offered that nose ring to Lord Gopal. This is also a story narrated in the similar context. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he heard this narration from Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Mukheshuni Gopala Charit Tushta Haila Mahaprabhu So Bhakta Sahit. So in this way, hearing this narration of Gopal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was completely satisfied and pleased. So I hope that all the devotees may also be pleased in a similar way. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Jai Granthra Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Sakshi Gopal Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Hari.